Amen. Give an honor to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, give an honor to God and give God praise for who He is and what He always do. He is faithful. He is incredibly faithful. And I thank God for us here this morning and the faithful handful that are able to join us on this morning. We give God praise. There is nothing better than honoring God. There's nothing better than giving God praise. The Bible says, honor to whom honor is due, and tribute to whom tribute is due. And there is no one that deserves honor more than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's no one that deserves more tribute than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in this temple, and in this house, or this man-made temple, in this God-made temple, I honor the living God. Amen, somebody. Amen. I want to start by mentioning a couple of people. Teresa in Dubai, I want you to know that I'm praying for you. We communicated yesterday. I'm very concerned, but I am praying for you, Teresa. Whenever you hear this prayer service, I want you to understand that my prayers are with you, and we'll do what we can to help you in the name of Jesus. Peggy from South Carolina, I hope you made it this morning. She emailed me last night and said, Pastor, when does prayer start this morning? And I told her around 11:15, and I think we hit the mark this morning, right? Yep. Around 11:15. So Peggy, I hope you join us live. If not, I hope you catch us when you can. And Warhammer, you sent me some pictures this morning. I don't know what that was. Is that the sun? Were those asteroids? What was that you sent me, Warhammer? Let me know. Hit me back. Let me know what was you sent me, because it looked interesting. Let me know what you sent. Amen. All right. So
there is an asteroid that is expected to hit around or come close to the Earth around November. That may be what he's sending you.
This was an actual picture of something that was actually going on. No.
It's an asteroid headed this way. But they're sending it around November is when they think it'll either come in the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Well, prayerfully in November we won't be here, so whatever happens after that, that's on them. But we get because you're supposed to be in Christ, and you're supposed to be connected to Christ. You're supposed to be a member of the body of Christ. You are supposed to be part of the bride, which means you're not supposed to be here. So if you're here and you weren't supposed to be here, you on your own. And you don't need me praying, because I ain't got nothing to do with that. Because you're not supposed to be here. Amen. Amen? How do you have sympathy for somebody that knew they weren't supposed to be here in the first place? Pastor Ben, you just cold. Whatever, dude. I'm trying to help you now, so you're not here. So if it hit after we're gone, you won't know about it. That's right? I mean, you know, pastors are afraid to tell people that you're not supposed to be here. What you scared of? What? Why are you here? If you're afraid to preach the gospel, if you're afraid to warn, every pastor is also a watchman. That's part of being a pastor, a minister. That's part of being a Christian. It's what the Bible says, watch and pray. That's not just the job of the pastor. That's the job of every person that believes in Christ. Watch the signs. Watch what's going on. Compare what's happening with the Word of God. Compare the two. See where we are in God's timing. It's your job to watch. And if you're not watching, that's on you. And the pastor should be preaching this. Every believer in Christ is a watchman. The Bible told us to watch. And if you're not watching, you're just depending on somebody else to tell you what's going on, and you get hit, that's on you. Amen. I ain't never going to come back to this prayer service. Good. I probably didn't need you here, no way. Amen. All right. So now let's get to prayer. let's pray. Amen. Let's pray, because those that need to be here will be here and will hear that. And if you're mad about what I just said, you're probably on the wrong channel anyway. Just flip the switch. We can take care of that right quick. Amen.
Okay, so we have Gregory who is asking for prayer for total restoration of the nerves in his neck and back,
mm-hmm.
and your stomach issues. He suffers from anxiety and mild depression because of a chronic condition.
Mm-hmm.
He is a prior U.S. Army and medically retired. He is a watchman, so he's on the...
Amen.
He watches us regularly.
Praise God.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to thank Mother Niera and Pastor Nicole for collecting your prayers and bringing them to us every Sunday morning and distributing them to the prayer team. That I don't do that. They do that. I find out about the prayers when I get here. And they distribute them out to the prayer team and over the live prayer service. And so I thank God, Mother Niera, she's already a busy girl. But she's very faithful. And Pastor Nicole, very faithful. Pastor Drea, all those that participate in these things one way or another. Abigail, extremely faithful. All these people, and there are more people. They ain't me, shut up. There are more people, they're very faithful. Very faithful, it's not, I can't do it all. I just do my part, amen? So, what's his name again, Nikki?
Gregory.
You sound like you got a lot going on, Gregory. But I'm telling you, God is a deliverer. God is a healer. She is a witness. What's her name, Julie? What's the young lady's name?
Yeah.
Jill is a witness. I just saw that. Good morning, my brother. Jill is a witness unto God. She's a watchman. She's always watching to see what God's doing next. Does this line up with scripture? Is this something Pastor Sandy spoke about? Is this something that she's like one of those people in the crow's nest on the ships. Yeah, can you see that?
I can.
That's you. The Lord said you are ordained to watch and to warn people. He said, I put that in you. Nobody else put that in you. The Lord said, I put that in you because I need people like you to do what you're doing. She's not looking for fanfare. She's not trying to set up her own, you know, Trinity network. She's just, you know, she got a PayPal account set up for donations for people to, you know, helping her watch. You know, she's just doing it because that's her calling. Even when she's not sure what she's looking for, she's always looking for something. How close are we? Ah.
God, you're so good.
Have we met? Have we met before? In the spirit. God is awesome. Now, for my brother, what's his name again?
Gregory.
For Gregory. Gregory, you got a lot going on. You got a lot going on, and it seems to me, it sounds like to me that you're under attack. You are under attack, but the Lord said the greatest attack that you're under is a spiritual attack. It's because the Lord created our bodies and minds to adapt to our environment. Whether it's sickness or depression or whether we have ailments, we can't, our bodies and our minds seem to adapt to whatever atmosphere that we're in, okay? That's what you're dealing with. There are problems with that. But the greater problem is the spiritual attack, and it is because you believe. The enemy wants to shut you up so you'll stop ministering the gospel of Jesus. He can't stop God from talking to you. But if he can stop you from talking to God, amen.
Amen.
The enemy can't stop you from worshiping. He can't stop God from putting praise and worship in your heart and in your spirit. But if he can get you to stop worshiping God, if he can get you to stop praising God and lifting God up, Job didn't deserve any of the things that he had to go through. But God God offered him to the enemy. He told the enemy, have you considered my servant Job? That sounds like I got somebody you can't. I mean, it's not like God just kind of put him out there, right? Have you considered my servant Job? So Job was, because Satan had told God, if you remove the hedge around him, I'll make him curse you to your face. God's like, really? Like, you gonna tell God something he don't know? How you gonna, you know? Anyway, I don't even want to get off on that. Anyway, God used Job for God's own reasons, desires. God used Job. God selected Job, allowed Job to go through. And then once, and Job didn't understand what was going on. Job didn't understand why Job's wife turned against him. He lost his kids, the cattle. He lost all the stuff. And they were, why don't you just curse God and die? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And the bottom line is, Job stayed with God. It was a struggle in some areas, but he stayed with God. And at the end of the story, he had way more at the end of that tribulation that he went through than he did before the enemy even had an opportunity to lay hands on him. Does anybody get this?
Yeah.
No matter what you're dealing with, and not just, what's his name?
Gregory.
Not just Gregory, but also Gregory, whatever you're dealing with, have you ever considered that God may be allowing you to go through this so that he can allow you to be crushed in front of the enemy, so that he can bless you and rebuild you stronger than you ever were, also in front of the enemy? Sometimes what you're going through, it has nothing to do with you, but it has everything to do with what God planned is for your life. Israel didn't plan on being what they are. They were created to be what they are, right? If Israel knew, if they knew how they're going to know, they would have never did what they did. But God created Israel purposely so that Israel could deny Christ, so that they could go against Christ, so that the Gentiles would have an opportunity to enter into God's presence, so that we could be grafted in. Is anybody following this? Sometimes you're going through something and it don't make sense in a crazy man's book. It just don't make sense. But if you are a believer in God and you know that you've given your life over to Christ, fasten up your seatbelt, hold on tight, and go where you're going. Because if you know God is in it, you know God's going to bring you out of it. Amen? The Hebrew boys, God didn't deliver them from the fiery furnace. He stepped in with them. Amen? He stepped in with them. It's not God's will to deliver you from everything. How do you know God is a healer if you never allow him to heal you? How do you know he's a deliverer if he never gets the opportunity to deliver you? You are a representation of Christ. God's got to have somebody that he can work through. Somebody needs to see somebody sick, and then they need to see God deliver that person. He needs to see somebody down in the dump so they can see God raise them from the dead. God needs to use somebody. Well, I'm a Christian. God wouldn't do that to me. Yes, he would. He allowed it to happen to Jesus, his own son. He said it gave him pleasure to see him crushed on the cross. Gave him pleasure. Well, I just don't understand that, but then you need to get back in your book. So, because see, God knew the end of the story. He knew that them beating him was not the end of the story. He knew that him hanging on the cross was not the end of the story. God's trying to show you the end of the story. But you don't want to hang around long enough to get there. Whatever you're dealing with, God is the deliverer. He's faithful and just. God knows his business. And as long as you know that this is God's will, There's some things I ask God for and I get it before I finish asking, bam, it's right there. Some things that took me 25 years to get, but I got it because I never thought he would not do it. And even if he wouldn't, it's not because he couldn't. He just chose to do different. Either way, I was set. Either way. So whether God delivers you now or on your way up, it just don't matter. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
Whatever God's perfect will is, that's all that counts. Amen?
Yeah.
We pray healing and deliverance over Gregory and all of the Gregories out there. Every person that's dealing with things like Gregory. Every person that don't know why they're sick. Every person that don't know why they're persecuted. Every person that don't understand why they are the way that they are. Help them to understand that if they are a believer in the Most High God, that might be their calling. It may be a season that God ordained them to go through. But if God ordained you to go through, you're not hanging out. You're going through. Because if you're going through, there's an end point and an out point. You're going through. That's what through means. There's a way to get in and there's a way out. That's through. I'm not taking a sleeping bag with me. I'm not taking a temporary housing with me. I know I'm going through this. There's an end point to this. I just got to stick it out. But check this out. I'm not alone. I've got the angels in heaven with me. I got the Spirit of God in me. I got the power of God flowing through me. How can I lose? I can't lose.
Hallelujah.
Waiting is one of the hardest things a Christian have to do because we don't want to wait. God said it. I read it today. I need it tonight. Amen. I read it today, Lord. It's almost my bedtime. Where is it? Where is it, Lord? Where is it? We don't want to wait. I'm the only one, right? I'm the only one. All y'all perfect. I'm the only one. I'm like, Lord, it's been 20 minutes. Let's get with it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know, that ain't right. Amen. I finally learned after all these years, Lord, let your will be done.
Amen.
Whatever timing you do is good with me. Just help me to hold on while I'm hanging on. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them. Gregory, understand this. If you are a believer in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ and God has his hands on you, deal with what you have to deal with and wait for God's perfect will to be done in your life. Maybe God wants somebody to see you come out of this. Or maybe God wants somebody to see you holding on to God while you're going through this. You don't know what God's plan or purpose is. He may or he may not tell you. It doesn't matter. If you are a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ and God is your father and you are his child, wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Serve him while you wait. Don't whine while you wait. Don't hide while you wait. Serve him while you wait and watch what God does. Amen. You don't know who's watching you.
Amen. Want to pray for Cheyenne
in
Hawaii.
Oh, and Cheyenne in Hawaii. And thank God for the new members. We have new members from Hawaii that are signing on to the Hebrew classes, the free Hebrew classes and things like that. A lot of people are starting to come in from Hawaii. We thank God for Hawaii.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for Hawaii. And we have another particular awesome family. Cheyenne's a part of that family. What? W-A-I? No, that's not it. Sean and amen. Well, y'all know who you are. Amen. Amen. Y'all ain't just met me. Y'all know. Amen. She said, don't push it. We want to pray for Cheyenne. Cheyenne, I understand. I mean, I don't know it the way you know it, but I believe I understand some of what you're dealing with and what you're going through. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God will keep, in the midst of all this madness that's going on, all the shutdowns and shut-ups and masks on and all the crazy things, and things are changing seemingly every other day. There's something new, that this lie, then that lie, then the new truth, then the old lie. It's just things. But God has kept me in perfect peace because I know God is in control and I can get frantic, but what would it serve? All it would do is just keep me from my purpose in God. And so I give it to the one that can handle it. I give it to God. and say, Lord, whatever's necessary for me to know, give it to me. The rest of that, you can keep. Some things you just have to deal with. You have to go through. You have to work with. But the things that I don't have to deal with, I ask the Lord to take it away. Because if I can't deal with it anyway, and it's nothing I can do about it, me whining and complaining about it is not going to encourage anybody to be in Christ. I wasn't saying that about Cheyenne. What I'm saying is this. Cheyenne, I've met Cheyenne. She's awesome. What I'm saying is this. It may be difficult for you to hand it over to God, whatever it is. But ask the Lord to help you. Something like, Lord, I don't know what's going on. She went to the doctor. They could find nothing. That's a blessing. First of all, that's a blessing. The problem is not knowing what the problem is in the first place. Because you have an idea of what's happening. You have an idea of how to address it. But when you have no idea what's happening, you don't really know what direction to go. I'm telling you what direction to go. Go up. That's the direction you go. When you don't know what direction to go, just go up. Amen. Can y'all help me say, just go up? Just go up. Just go up. Give it to God. First of all, you're under a lot of stress because you have little ones. So I'm telling you, it was 3 years before we got a good night's sleep. All of the, 8 hours worth of sleep, not at the same time. An hour and a half here, 2 hours there. By the end of the day, or by the end of the week, we got 8 hours. Wasn't all in a row, wasn't all in the same day, but we did get it eventually. When you got little kids, that's just the way it is. You know, can I get a amen? Y'all know that's how it is. Yeah. And so that alone is stressful. Yeah. Then depending on what you're dealing with, all that stress combined, and if you have no effective way of releasing the stress, I used to have panic attacks. I used to have panic attacks that felt like a heart attack. Went to the hospital several times. This was years ago. This was way, I was way younger than y'all. And just go to the hospital, they would fight. Well, they eventually put me, well, anyway, that's another story. Anyway, panic attacks would make you feel like you finna have a heart attack. It's scary because if you don't know what's going on, you think you're about to drop dead. Yes. You understand? How did you get, because I don't have them anymore. I haven't had them, and I don't take nothing. I take sinus medicine, but I don't take nothing. And Advil, you know, but I don't take nothing else. What? Hey man, well, I'm just saying, amen. I'm just keeping it real. Somebody needs to hear that. Amen. I don't take nothing. Well, you bad. Because I take Advil, so praise the Lord. what I'm saying is to my baby and to all of the children like her. I gave it over to God. He had to teach me how to give it to him. It doesn't come natural to give it to God. You have to learn how to give it to God. You have to learn how to give it to God. And sometimes, you got to learn how to give them babies to God. Lord, you got to learn how to give them kids, them husbands, and them wives, and families. You got to learn how to give it to God. Lord, I know this is the environment that I'm in, and I have to be here. Help me in this environment. So that I can be effective here and then watch God do his thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're in situations where it is not God's will that we leave. This is where he wants us to be, or this is where we wound up until God pulls us out, or whatever the case is. And so you just have to give it to God. Lord, I can't handle it on my own. I need you to, because I told the Lord, because she was waking me up every 2.5 hours. I said, look, Lord, I need you to make her go to sleep or make me not wake up and go to her mama. Do something, because I need a break.
Yes.
Mama praying the same prayer. She ain't saying nothing, but I know she was. God is able to lift you up, Cheyenne. And every Cheyenne out there, learn how to give it to God and then watch God. Put on some praise music. Read some Proverbs and some Psalms before you go to bed. Have prayer with your family, which all this stuff they probably do anyway, because I know that family. But what I'm saying is, invite God into the atmosphere. Keep people that are not like you out of that atmosphere. Because they can bring stuff and drop it in your atmosphere. They leave and you wonder, why are your kids jumping off the walls? because they drop little stuff in the atmosphere. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They drop little demons off in the atmosphere, and then they're going home.
Right.
And you wonder why your lights are flickering on and off. You know, be careful who you let in your house.
Right.
Be careful who you let in your atmosphere. You have to protect your atmosphere. You just snooty. Well, okay. I'm just protecting my atmosphere.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want you over to my house, but I'll be happy to come over yours. Because I can leave. You might not want to leave when you get in my house. It's so peaceful. You may not want to go. If I go to your house, I'm out. Amen. Pastor, am I telling the truth?
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's easier to keep them out than it is to get them out.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
It's easy to keep them out.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because getting them out, you may need a police warrant. All right. What else you got?
Amen.
Tell me I'm the only one that feel that way.
Woo,
Lord. Amen.
Becky is asking for prayer over her daughter, Jessa, that she comes back to the Lord. She was baptized as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
grew up in church,
wow.
but has since turned her back on Christ.
My Lord.
And says he does not exist.
Wow.
She is 29 years old and currently in jail.
Wow. What? Her name is Becky? The mama's name is
mama's
Becky.
The mama's name is Becky. The daughter's name is Jessa.
Becky, I get it. Jail might be a good place for her right now because she's got nothing but time. She can think, I've heard a lot of people turn into Christ in jail, in prison. I'm not trying to be funny. Sometimes you need to be taken out of the atmosphere that you're in so that God will get an opportunity to minister and talk to you. Sometimes you need to be somewhere else, away from all of the mess. Now, I'm not saying ain't no mess in jail because I've heard stories. Never been there myself, but I've heard some stuff. But you may have a better shot at Christ in prison than you have on the street.
Right.
Amen. Am I telling the truth? You can, because he's got a captive order. You ain't going nowhere in jail. Oh, he'll sit you in jail or the hospital. Those are two places that God can really get your attention. People will pray in the hospital when they think they're about to leave here. Oh, Lord. They ain't talked to God in years. But all of a sudden, oh, Lord, they'll talk to him in jail. They'll talk to him in the hospital. Sometimes God have to allow you or place you in a situation where he can get your attention.
Amen.
Amen. That don't mean you're going to be there for life, but you're there now. We're going to pray for that daughter. 29 years old. She's young. Young.
Yeah.
And she know who Christ is.
Yes.
There are a lot of, what's the daughter's name?
Jessa.
There's a lot of Jessas out there like that. Grew up in the church, family. Brought them to Christ, taught them about Christ, and somewhere along the line, this freedom thing, their choices. You know what messed most people up? Choice. If you didn't have a choice, you'd be all right. But then you wouldn't be like God. So God had to give you a choice in order for you to be like him. Amen? Choice will mess you up if you're not grounded in the truth. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, for every child out there like Jessup?
Jessa.
For every child out there that's like them, for every child that's turned away from Christ, for every child that understands who God is but decided they wanted to go another way, who have been made bad choices, Lord. Maybe they didn't even want to do that. Maybe they just got into the wrong company. They just made bad choices. I don't care if they say God's not real. That seed has been planted. They know God is real.
Yes.
Once that seed has been planted, it's in there. And nobody can take it out. It's in there. Even if you're fighting the growth of that seed is still in there. Father, we're asking you to water that seed. We're asking you to make that seed grow in Jessup and children like her. Make that seed grow so that they will come out of the imprisonment that's their mind, and they will go into the freedom which is Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, they're in a place now where maybe you can speak to them and minister to them, or have a minister to them. Someone that turned their lives back over to Christ while they were in prison, ministering to them. There's something you can do to shake them up while they still have time. Because once they take that last breath, there's no more time. Whatever condition you left here in, that's where you'll be judged. Father, while they still have breath, while there is still a chance, while there is still opportunity, let your perfect will be done. If you don't bring her out, we're asking that you would step in like you did the Hebrew boys and fix what's not right and let your perfect will be done. Bless that mother that's been praying and still praying, that loved ones that are still praying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jan is asking for praying for healing over her mind and thoughts.
Yes.
She's been struggling with suicidal thoughts where the enemy is injecting things into her mind, especially in the midst of different trials, unclean thoughts. And she's also praying for salvation over her family.
Praise the Lord. What's her name again?
Jan.
Jan, God is able to deliver you. Sometimes the cares of this life will weigh you down to the point where your flesh thinks that that's the only option. The enemy enters into that flesh and makes you think. Or listen, first of all, that's not your thought. Okay, let me say it like this. Every thought that comes into your mind is not yours. Every thought that whizzes through your mind's atmosphere did not originate from you. The enemy, from my understanding, the enemy cannot speak to the heart. He could just try to influence the heart. Does that make sense? God can actually speak to the heart and change it. The enemy will influence the heart if you let him and cause the change to happen. Does that make sense to everybody? So if the enemy keeps throwing these bouts of depression, somewhere he's slipping in a suggestion of suicide. I really don't believe there's a person on the planet that purposely wants to do suicide. I think that they have drugs because they even tell you in the commercial may cause suicidal thoughts. Contact your physician if it does. They have drugs that induce suicidal thoughts because it opens that pineal gland and all those demons start coming in and tell you that some of the stuff that prescription medication will cause you to lose your mind. Because it opens up the pineal gland and demons have access to you through that pineal gland and make you think you're thinking all kind of stuff when it's not even you. But it's been running through your mind so long, you're so used to hearing it must be me. Does that make sense, Brian? And so now that you have accepted that it's your thought now, when it really wasn't, but now that you've claimed it as yours, now he tried to use it against you. Yes. Every thought that runs through your mind is not your thoughts. If it comes into your mind and you know, where did that come from? I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That is not my, right? Immediately give it back. I don't accept that. I don't believe that. That is not of my God. The scriptures don't say that. The Spirit of God does not confirm that. I do not receive that in the name of Jesus. Rebuke him and reject that thought.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Especially if you know it's not yours. If it's not yours, why are you claiming something that's not yours? Why would I claim somebody else's tax bill?
Yes.
Why would I claim somebody else's whole? I wouldn't do it. You have the right not to accept thoughts that come into your mind. You have a right not to do it. But if you don't know your rights, you'll accept it as your own. Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe all those thoughts are yours. I don't believe that you want to commit suicide. I believe there's a spirit hanging on you, not in you, but hanging on you, trying to make you think you want to commit suicide. I reject that in the name of Jesus. I believe it's a spirit holding on to you, trying to make you think it's your thoughts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every person that's dealing with those thoughts, every person that's dealing with things that enter into their mind that's not theirs, do you know that there's music that will induce those kind of thoughts? Music is the only thing that can enter into your thoughts and minds without your permission. And if you're listening to music and they've got hidden agendas and it's constantly flowing through your mind, it'll attach itself to you until you accept it as you, and then it will become a part of you. This is a real war we're fighting. Satan ain't playing. This is a real battle. But as long as you think it's not real, you leave yourself open for everything. Oh, it ain't that serious. Yes, it is. It don't take all that. Yes, it does. It takes all of that and more.
Father God, we reject anything that comes to her mind or the minds like hers. Anything that is not like you, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We ask that your blood will flow and cover that mind. Cover the situations and the atmosphere that they are in. And let your perfect will be done, Lord. Help them to understand that you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they don't have to accept anything that is not like you. It is their duty to reject everything that is not like you, God. Yes. Help them, keep them, deliver them in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm going to group these together.
Uh-huh.
Dan and his sister. Shaquila.
Catherine.
Cynthia.
Tanisha.
Real.
Who?
Real.
Real.
Yvonne. They're all praying for family members for their salvation. Children, grandchildren.
Yes.
Extended family members. They're standing in the gap for them.
I need you all that are here to raise your hands up. Name those names off again, Nikki.
Dan and his sister,
Lord.
Shaquila.
Cynthia.
Real.
Tanisha.
Yvonne.
We're praying in the name of Jesus. They're praying for their family members, their loved ones, their neighbors, their friends. They're praying for salvation. They don't want them to be lost. They don't want them to be left behind. They don't want them to miss out on your goodness and your glory. Father, they know what's truth. They don't want their families to be lost. And we're praying with them, for them, in the name of Jesus. Whatever sins, Lord, we're asking you to forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. If there's anything in the atmosphere that is not like you, we're asking you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Help them to understand that we are living in the last days, and they need to know that Jesus is God and he is real. And this battle is real. And that we're in the last moments, not the last days. We're in the last moments, and this thing is real. Father, do something so that those loved ones, those families, those friends will see that they need to change, that they need a change in their lives. Do something to shake them, whatever it takes. Do something to stir them, Lord, whatever it takes. Do something to wake them up. Some of those know who you are. Bring them back home. Do something, Lord. Yes. Send your warring angels to fight the battles. Send your provisions. Do something. Send your grace, your favors, your mercies. Do something for these loved ones while we have a chance. Because you said in your scriptures, when night comes, no man can work. While it is yet day, do something, Lord. Help me say, do something, Lord.
Something.
Do something, Lord. Do something. Do something. Don't let the world eat and consume them. Don't let this world cause them to be left behind or lost. Don't let this world have them. Do something, Lord. Lord, I'm also praying for Benjamin and Tiffany and Lisa, Brandon. Do something, Lord. Do something, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Another one I'm going to group together is
Tanisha,
Gloria,
Victoria,
and Sandra. They are praying about their housing, their finances,
mm-hmm.
And in addition, Victoria is praying about her marriage.
Amen. Let's start with Victoria. I don't know if your spouse is a believer in Christ or not. If they are not a believer, the first thing we need to do is pray to the Lord that they will receive salvation. Because if you have a believer and a non-believer living together, that's saved and the other one is just not willing. That's going to cause a problem.
He is a believer,
praise God. Then what needs to happen as two believers, you need to come together. Amen. Because if the two believers in that one place, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? If the both of you are not agreeing with the Lord over your lives as one, there's division already. A house divided against itself shall not stand. Husband and wife make one. If you're divided against yourself, you can't stand. So the first thing that needs to happen is that house, that home, that body, no more twain but one, needs to come together as one unit and pray together and fast together and praise together as one body, one thought, one mind, one unit. And I guarantee you, if you are able to do that, you'll watch, because somewhere along the line, the enemy has slipped in somewhere. Either in, my wife and I discovered, we laugh about it sometimes, there are three sides to a story. Uh-huh. Your side, his side, and the truth.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Because yeah. I'm always build me up because I'm defending me.
Yeah.
And if she got good sense, she's going to build herself up because she's defending her.
Yeah.
But only God knows the real truth. Amen. I'm not saying one of y'all lying. I'm just saying the only truth is in God.
Amen.
Amen. There's your story, there's his story, and then there's God's truth. And the one in the middle is the one you should be seeking, God's truth.
Yes.
That's what you need, because that's the only thing that's going to cause this marriage to work.
Yes.
Because you're not coming together as one. It's just a matter of time. Somebody needs to say, you know what? I'm going to shut up. You can be right for the next 7 days.
Yes.
No matter what you say,
amen.
As long as it's not against God's will. Amen. And just shut up. See how long you can shut up. And then after that week, let the other one take their turn. This ain't no get back. You know, yeah, and that's on now. It's my turn. No, ain't none of that. Now the next week, you shut up. All right, baby, whatever you say. Can I pray about that at least? All right. Yes, ma'am. Let's go. And then take it back to the Lord and see what happens. I dare you to try it. I double dog dare you. I'm especially talking to Christians. I'm not talking about sinners, because you got your own way of doing things and you get yours at the end. I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about belief. What? It's the truth, right? Oh, you gonna get yours. You don't take it to God, it's coming. Amen? Hello. Try something like that. And then take it to God and see what he says about it. And then get back with us and tell us what happened. Amen. Now I'm praying for the finances.
Yes.
Been getting a lot of prayers about, a lot of requests about finances. I get it. You know, when me and my wife got started, we were using cardboard boxes with pillowcases over it as tables. I know what it's like. Amen. Oh yeah, we would pull broke. We had the mattress with the spring in it, and you can't put so much newspaper in it before the spring start popping up. I mean, you ain't doing so much, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, y'all always been on hot, broke or hungry, so I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the rest of us that's real. Amen. Everybody's had some issues. I get that.
Yes.
Amen. I'm praying that the Lord will anoint your finances.
Yes.
Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, I think it's either the 19th or 22nd chapter. I don't remember which one it is, but I know it's the book of Deuteronomy, and it tells you, you know, all the things that'll happen to you, how God will bless you if you obey him.
Yes.
Amen. Research that, look that up and see what, because sometimes we just need to follow the rules. Sometimes we're just not following all the rules and we are in our own way. And some of us are just dealing with stuff. And some of us, it's just the environment and the atmosphere that we now live in. Whatever your case is, my prayer is with you. If I could get you to stretch your hand out whenever you hear this prayer, whether you're alive or tune in later. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for all that you do. We are praying for those that are dealing with financial matters. They don't know where their mortgage, their rent, their lease. They don't know where the next payment is coming from. They owe the bank and they owe everybody everything. And they don't know, and they believe in you, and they don't understand why they're dealing with what they're dealing with. But they're still coming to you asking that you would forgive them and bless them. And Lord, whatever it takes to keep them connected to the vine. While they are dealing with what they're dealing with, do that in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover their situation. Let their faith remain strong. Because I repeat, how do you know God will deliver you if you've never been in a place that you need deliverance? How do you know God will answer your prayer if you never had a prayer that needed answering? How do you know God will do it if he never allows you to get in a situation so that he can pull you out of it? He may not pull you out of the furnace. He may just step in the furnace with you. and then all of you walk out together. Amen.
Yes.
I'm believing. I feel in my spirit that in my spirit, some of you will be healed in your finances. Some of you still have some work to do. Because if you're cheating God with your finances, God has no reason to bless you with His. Did anybody catch that?
Yes.
If you're robbing God, you can't expect God to bless you while you got your hands in His pocket. You got a couple things you need to fix. Read Deuteronomy. He can't bless you if you're walking in sin. He cannot bless you if you're walking in disobedience. All amen, stop.
Amen.
He cannot bless you the way He wants. God is not going to break His law to bless you. His laws are set in stone. He won't and you can't. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Don't rob God and then ask Him to bless you while you rob Him. Don't steal from God and then ask Him, why am I having so many issues? Be the best you can be. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. And when you know you're doing all, or just repent where you are right now, ask God to change your way of doing things and then start over fresh. And then see what God does. If you do that, that's probably the best answer. If you just repent, Lord, I'm sorry for doing or not doing what I should have or shouldn't have done. Reveal to me what you want. Forgive me and bless me from this point on. And I will be a faithful servant unto you.
Yes.
And if you do that and you mean it, I believe God will change it.
Yes.
What's next?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Julie had brought up.
Come on, baby. We can't hear you. Come on. You got red on. You look good.
Julie had brought up a spirit of dejection.
Mm-hmm.
And
but tell me what dejection is.
Dejection, where you feel hopeless. That
there's no
lifting of this feeling, and that you feel weighed down by what's going on in the atmosphere.
Yes.
And so, and that's to me, this whole process is really sit with that, where they're feeling, they're grasping for
it,
and they don't realize that it's not something you can do on your own.
Amen.
That we really have to look towards the Lord and be submissive.
Yes.
And I just thought it was powerful and fitting in with the process that's been going forth during this time, this COVID time, and this
everything
that came forth even this morning, just that spirit of dejection.
Yes.
That's Lord, that's the
praise point. God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Julie, Pastor Drea. That's perfect. I'm drowning and I can't swim.
Yes.
What am I going to do? And it causes panic attacks. It causes depression, aches and pain. Oh my God.
It's all one.
Julie said the stress, panic attack, tension, aches and pains. What else did you say? And they all hang out together. They all cousins. They all road dogs. When you get one, the other one ain't too far behind. That's not the way God wants you to live. Listen, for one thing, if your life is centered around CNN, that's your first problem. If your life is centered around Fox and CNN, and you're listening to all the things that are going on in the world day after day after day after day, and you're not listening to what God's plan is, that's your first problem. We need God. Like the minister said, the pastors, the believers, the soldiers said, all these things that the enemy has placed in your atmosphere to weigh you down, you have to recognize what it is. You need to recognize that that is not God's will for your life. If you feel like you're drowning, you need to raise up your hand so that God can rescue you. He'll do it if you ask. If you feel like you're drowning, you need to lift your hands up to God so that He can rescue you. It is not God's will that you drown. It is not God's will that you panic. It is not, oh my God, please stop panicking. I will keep their minds in perfect peace. Whose minds are stayed on thee, God will keep you in peace. God does not deal in emotions. God does not want you to base your relationship with him with emotion. You base your relationship with him on faith, trust, relationship, not on happenings, things that are happening in our atmosphere. Because you don't control the atmosphere, the enemy does. God tells us that. The enemy controls it. He's the prince of the air. He controls his atmosphere. He controls what's going on in the media. He controls the food price. He controls the gas price. He controls a lot of things that have to do with you. And if you're trying to bless you, he's not trying to help you. You need to put your mind on God. Well, how do I do that? Get into your word. The churches are closed. No, the church, look in the mirror. That's the church.
Amen.
My church is not closed. Every time I look in the mirror, I see the church. If you are a believer in Christ, you're the church. And if you're closed, that's the problem.
Yes.
If your church is closed, that's the problem. You are the church. God said it. You are the temple of the living God. You are the temple. This is a building we gather in. You are the church.
Yes. Thank you.
And if your church is closed, you got a problem.
Yes.
You can pray in the car at a traffic light. You can read your Bible while you're pumping gas. You can praise God while you, instead of watching CNN. A lot of things that we deal with, we can help control. Stop putting yourself in the enemy's jaw. Amen. A lot of us put ourselves right in his jaw.
It only takes a little weak cry.
Yeah.
A little weak cry.
You don't have to be strong to call God. Squeak one out. That thief on the cross, he just met him. But he knew who he was. And he said, remember me when you get to your kingdom. Lord said, I got you. He said, I got you. He had just met the man. And he said, I got you. Don't worry. He said, I got you. And when he died and rose and went on the other side, captured and went back up, that thief was with him.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
That thief was with him. Works don't get you in. Relationship gets you in. That thief didn't have any works. He had just met Christ on the cross. What works? He just believed. That's all it took. A little whisper to the God. A little whisper, and that got him in.
Have you ever denied a friend because he can't talk loud?
Oh, my God. She said, have you ever denied a friend because they can't talk loud? God knows the heart. If you speak it here, he heard you. If you can't move your lips, you can move your heart is still your heart. God has excellent hearing. He can hear you.
Yeah.
What else you got, Mama?
His work was to open his mouth while he was on.
Yes. His work. Ah, yes. His works was to speak to God while he had a chance. That was his works. Your works, speak to God while you got a chance.
Yeah.
That's your work. That's your work. It's easy to do. The enemy wants you to think it's hard because he don't want you to speak. See, let me tell you something that y'all probably don't realize. The enemy was in heaven. He knew all about heaven. He knows how glorious it is. He knows how awesome it is. He knows the power of heaven. He knows. He also knows he'll never get back in. He also knows that he has no ground in heaven anymore. He can never live where he used to. He will never have the authority that he used to have. He'll never be able to get close to God like he could. He'll never be with the other angels in paradise like he used to. Never. So he hates you because you're going where he was. He don't want you going where he was. He knows how good it is. And besides, he's mad at God. Amen. Don't let the enemy play you like that. Don't be a sucker. Don't let him play you like that. Amen.
Amen. Hannah, she's been counseling many, and she's asking for wisdom and peace as she continues to counsel.
Yes, counseling. Whew, Lord. That's a job, y'all. That's a job. Counseling people that may not necessarily want to be counseled, or correcting people that think they're right. Or trying to tell people a hard message. Because sometimes you got to tell them, look, you just ain't saved. You need Jesus. Put that pipe down and find you some Jesus. He left you because you're a crackhead. That's why. He don't like you because you got 5 babies by 6 daddies. That's why he don't want you. Maybe you the problem. I mean, counseling is tough. And it's tough.
Yes.
Hey, but I know it is. Counseling is, we got to do it, but I don't wish it on nobody. So if you are obedient in God and you're counseling, my prayers are with you.
Yes.
Father, y'all come on now, because we got to pray for this. What's
Hannah.
Hannah. Hallelujah, Hannah. Lord Jesus, help Hannah, because she got a yob on her hands. Help Hannah. Touch her heart and her mind. Build her up. Pour in your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Help her to understand what she needs to understand to be an effective witness as she counsels. Give her the strength to move forward and not take on those problems as her own. Give her the power to release so that she can move forward. If there's any sin among anyone, remove the sin. Purify them by your blood. And let your perfect will be done. We bless you. God bless you, Hannah, and all the Hannahs like that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's a long list today, huh?
Marvin is asking for prayer to help overcome sin.
Marvin, that's the best prayer on the planet. Open that door, baby. That's the best prayer on the planet. You're going to be fighting against sin until you leave here. I don't care how saved you are. You could have been saved for 100 years. You're going to be fighting against sin. Because sin is what's prominent. Sin is what caused the problems. So you're going to be forever fighting against sin. But here's the thing. As long as you're fighting, you're good.
Amen.
As long as you're still in the fight, you're good.
Yes.
Brother Ryan, am I right?
Amen.
It's when you stop fighting, you have issues. It's when you lay back a while and see what happens is when you have issues. As long as you're on the battlefield and you're still fighting,
yes.
Christ is in heaven on our behalf, standing before God. So every time you say, Lord, I blew it again, forgive me. Lord, it happened again, forgive me. The Lord will forgive you. And you keep fighting. You'll make it. You must keep fighting. You cannot stop fighting. What do you mean fighting? I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to lend my eyes to the enemy. I'm not going to, oh Lord, I made a mistake. Hey, Father God, hit your knees in the name of Jesus. Help me not do that again. I'm still in a fight and I'm going to fight. And I keep fighting and I keep fighting. As long as you're fighting, you are a winner. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong. But to the one that what?
Endures
to the end. To the one that keeps on fighting. I don't have to be like you. Or you. Or you. I just got to be like me and keep fighting. You don't have to pray like me to win. You don't have to fight like Ryan to win. You just got to stay in the game. You just got to keep fighting. Because when you start comparing your walk with somebody else's, you're about to mess up. Because your walk ain't like anybody else's. Your walk is like your walk. Your walk ain't like your mama's walk. It ain't like your daddy's walk. It's not like the preacher's walk or the missionary or nobody else's. Your walk is your walk is like your DNA or your thumbprint. It's unique to you. You compare your walk to the Bible. Amen. Did I pray for him? Oh, amen. Marvin, in the name of Jesus, I get running in my mouth. I forget if I prayed or not. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. My loved one in Hawaii, he told me, he said, the prayer is so raw. I'm like, unscripted, raw, right to the point. I'm like, wow, I guess that's right. I mean, I don't know if it's good, but that's about it. Amen. I don't know how to be anything else. I don't know how to be phony and funny. I don't know how to half do it. I don't know how. And I'm at the age now, I don't want to know how. I'm okay the way it is. I'm too tired to be trying to change now. If you don't like the way it is, you need to find another channel. Amen? Because I'm not changing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this loved one that's trying to stay in the fight. Give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding on how to not just stay in the fight, but to stay on the front line. I'm not hiding and fighting. I'm not sneaking and fighting. I'm on the front line fighting. I want the enemy to know I'm here. And I'm like David. I'm looking for your big old head. Amen. It's got to go. You've been causing trouble long enough. You got to go. Give them that strength, that power, that determination, and every person like them to stay on the front line and to fight the good fight. You're not perfect and you're not going to be until you get to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
This one is kind of cute.
Oh, I like cute.
Sherry has a longtime companion, a bobcat.
Well, praise God.
And
a bobcat. Isn't that like a lion or a tiger or something?
She needs wisdom in the treatment. I'm thinking the bobcat is ill and they need treatment.
Oh, no, they both might have a couple issues. No. What's her name?
Sherry.
Sherry. First of all, Sherry, you got a bobcat. You're a bigger man than I am. Amen. Because all I want is their coat. I'm not trying to get nothing else after that. Amen. I know I'm. In loving kindness, I'm teasing you, and at your, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry because it was really funny, but I don't mean any harm. Amen. But if you want us to pray for the bobcat, I'm going to pray for the bobcat.
Amen.
Amen, I am. Because people have, listen, therapy animals. Therapy animals. I used to think it was nothing good until I realized there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And God created them animals, and God knows the purpose of them animals. And some people need them animals. Some people just like them. But some people need them. Bobcat, my dad needed a chicken. I'm not kidding. He came from the country, moved to the city, had a backyard full of chickens.
Amen.
He was nutty as a fruitcake, but he had a bunch of chickens. That was a therapy chicken.
Yep.
And when he got drunk, he got in the backyard, chased the chicken down, the rooster, bring him in the house and beat him up. And then the rooster would go back outside and then they'd be friends again. And when the rooster time was up, he went and got another rooster. And they started all over again. The rooster's name was Henry. That was my daddy. So they tell me. I didn't take that on. The Lord delivered me from that kind of madness. I don't drink, so I'm not concerned about fighting no chickens. Amen. I'm just trying to say, I can't laugh at her because I lived with somebody that needed a companion. And his companion was a rooster. My wife's like, oh, Lord, and they know I'm married to him. Amen. I'm just trying to be real. Some of y'all think I've been saved all my life. I have not been. Some of y'all think I ain't been through nothing. I've been through some stuff. I'm just trying to let you know I understand. And I'm praying for my baby with the Bengal tiger. What is it?
Bobcat.
Listen, I'm tired. It's hot. I've been praying a long. I've been running my mouth for an hour. You wait till it's your turn and we'll see how good you do. Amen. Amen. At least I'm not praying for the rooster. We're praying for the bobcat. Does the bobcat have a name?
No.
Okay. I'm praying for the bobcat, because if that's your companion, if you love that bobcat, if that's a companion of yours and that cat is sick, I'm praying that the Lord will lift them up.
Yes.
If you need that cat probably needs you.
Yes.
And I'm praying the Lord knows his purpose for your cat. I'm praying that the Lord will heal you both. That the Lord will make something happen, because the Lord knows what we need. Because I'm telling you, I'd rather have a bobcat than some of the people I've met.
Amen.
I'd rather have a bobcat than some of my relatives. Amen. I'd rather have a rooster than some of the relatives I got. I understand. Some of y'all got wonderful family. That's not my testimony. Amen. So give God praise for whoever God allows you to keep company with that will keep you lifted up in the name of Jesus. My wife is going to have a talk with me later on, y'all. Y'all pray for me when this is all over. Amen, Ryan. Hallelujah. Amen. What else you got? That's it. All right. Amen. I don't know if that's it or if that's it for me. But amen. But can we get an amen, y'all?
Amen.
God is worthy. Thank you so much for coming to the prayer and for being a part of this prayer. All of you that is a part of this ministry, whether you have officially joined or you just log in, whatever the case is, I thank God for you and my prayers are with you. I pray you are my loved ones and I pray for you all through the week. I'm asking you to please continue to send us your prayer requests. If I have offended anybody, forgive me. If it is my fault, I apologize. If it's your fault, take it to God. I give God praise for all that he is. I pray, I want to hear how God delivers that Bobcat, yes, right? Yes. I want you to let us know how God delivers that Bobcat because God is able. God is able. God, if he can make a donkey talk, he can deliver a Bobcat. If he can speak through a dove, he can heal a Bobcat. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.